Douglas Crook, Sunday PM, July 29th, 2012.
Just very quickly, I want to remind us of the importance of water baptism and what it symbolizes. Again, nothing new to most of us, but it is important for us to remember, and we've gone over this with the candidates tonight, the Briseños, as well as Sam, and they all understand what we're doing, and it is their desire to express this public demonstration of their faith. I mentioned this morning that the Briseños attended a church that insisted that they be baptized, and I think I failed to tell you that they didn't get baptized simply because something didn't feel right. But once they understood coming here and sitting under Brother Virgil's ministry on the Thursday night especially, where they have a little more one-on-one time, they understood what it was about, and they wanted to make that public expression as well. Brother Sam, his parents tells him as a very young child he was baptized, but he has no memory of that, and so he wanted to, as an adult, to express that decision that was certainly his. But remind us, what exactly are they doing, and what is it that they want to convey to you? This morning we clearly saw what water baptism doesn't do. It is not necessary. It's not the means of salvation. But nonetheless, it is an important ceremony, and one that every believer, if at all possible, should participate in, simply because it is that public demonstration of what baptism stands for, as we had the meaning of the word this morning. It is a drastic change that has taken place, not just tonight. Tonight, they will basically dramatically illustrate a change that's taken place. But the change actually took place when they accepted Jesus as their Savior. And it is an identification with Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. The water is a very basic element to life. And it's not by accident that it's used as the part of this demonstration of faith. Water speaks of life. That's how we come into this world. When a child is born, there's a pretty drastic change as they leave the waters of the mother's womb, and now they're something new and different. Welcome to the world. And it's a drastic change. It's a dramatic change, that birth, and water's involved there. Water often is symbolic of death, and we understand how easy it is for us to lose our life in water. So it speaks both of life and death. It has cleansing power. And all of these things are represented by the waters of baptism. But most of all, it speaks of our identification with what Jesus did on the cross. When these individuals go into the water, they're saying that Jesus died and was buried, and that his death is my death to sin. And that when he rose from the dead, when they come out of the water, they also come out of the water, but something's different. Jesus on the cross, when he died because of sin. He carried our sin and paid the cost. But when he rose from the dead, sin was no longer ever and will never be a part of. Jesus will never carry any more sins. He did it all once and for all. Now he lives unto God. His life is now our life. And so the testimony is not just that they are saved. That's part of the ceremony of water baptism. I believe that Jesus is the Savior. And that's an important statement. But it is also, and this is why I never encourage someone to be baptized unless it is their expressed desire to live a life of godliness, a life that honors the Lord. Because part of what's being said is when they come out of this water, they are saying, just as Jesus rose from the grave to serve and honor the Father eternally, I also want to rise in the newness of his life, and I want to honor him with my life. So they're putting themselves, they're making a statement here, and this is why I try to make it clear to them that this is not just something we do. You put yourself on record, and when someone is baptized and when they ask me to be a part of that ceremony, okay, that's fine, but you're also now, you've put yourself on record that you want to live a life that honors the Lord. And if you make choices that contradict the will of God, then you have given me the permission to say, brother, sister, I love you. And this is contrary to this statement that you made tonight. And so in love, I'm asking you to reconsider to walk in the newness of life. So this is a serious thing. And I hope that everyone is in the, I'm convinced that everyone does take this serious, that's going to be involved tonight. Let's read Romans 6. There are many passages that we could read to express all of those things that I just expressed. But again, I don't want the water to get cold. So we'll just read this in Romans 6 and verses 1 to 13. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? And when did we die to sin? Jesus' death on the cross was our death. Or do you not know that as many as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ also raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. So to submit to baptism is that public identification with Christ for salvation, but also for a life of godliness. And we won't go into the details. We'll simply say that we baptize in Jesus' name because the apostle of this church age tells us that everything that we do in word or deed in this church age, we are to do in the name of Jesus Christ. And when we do that, God the Father and God the Holy Spirit are glorified. But we do what we do in the name of Jesus Christ.